Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 22nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Efficacy of aficamten in patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and mild symptoms. Results from the SEQUOIA-HCM trial. The SEQUOIA-HCM trial investigated the efficacy of aficamten in patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and mild symptoms. This analysis, involving 118 patients with mild symptoms, New York Heart Association Class 1-2, from a larger cohort of 282, aimed to determine if benefits extended to this less symptomatic group. The study found that patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and mild symptoms treated with aficamten experienced marked improvement in symptoms and functional capacity. This demonstrates aficamten's consistent clinical benefits across a range of symptom severities, indicating its potential for earlier intervention in suitable patients. Article number 2. Cardiac amyloidosis detection from a single echocardiographic video clip, a novel artificial intelligence-based screening tool. This study assessed a novel artificial intelligence screening algorithm for detecting cardiac amyloidosis from a single echocardiographic video clip. Researchers trained a convolutional neural network using a multi-site, multi-ethnic dataset of 2,612 patients, with 52% having cardiac amyloidosis, utilizing transthoracic apical four-chamber video clips. The algorithm demonstrated accurate differentiation of cardiac amyloidosis from phenotypic mimics. This artificial intelligence tool offers a significant advance for rapid and less challenging screening of cardiac amyloidosis, potentially streamlining diagnoses and management. Article number 3. Empagliflozin enhances metabolic efficiency and improves left ventricular hypertrophy in a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy mouse model. This study investigated the therapeutic potential of empagliflozin, a sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor, for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Researchers treated male mice harboring the myosin R403Q mutation, a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy model, with empagliflozin for 16 weeks, evaluating changes through multinuclear MRI and other analyses. The treatment demonstrated that empagliflozin enhanced metabolic efficiency and improved left ventricular hypertrophy in this mouse model. These preclinical findings suggest empagliflozin could offer a novel therapeutic strategy for key pathological features of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, paving the way for future clinical trials. Article number 4. Role of NPPB for recovery postventricular assist device in pediatric dilated cardiomyopathy, single-cell multiomics. This study aimed to identify factors associated with LV functional recovery in children with idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy after LV assist device implantation. Researchers used single-nucleus multiomics analysis on LV tissue collected at the time of LV assist device implantation. The study discovered specific factors, including the role of NPPB, that are associated with improved LV function, enabling device explantation in a subset of patients. These findings establish a deeper understanding of recovery mechanisms and hold promise for developing personalized recovery strategies and patient selection for device explantation in pediatric dilated cardiomyopathy. Article number 5. A U-shaped relationship between left ventricular ejection fraction and risk of worsening heart failure. This study investigated the association between the full spectrum of LVEF and the risk of worsening heart failure. Analyzing data from 93,694 participants undergoing echocardiography, the researchers sought to clarify this relationship beyond previous mortality-focused studies. The study discovered a significant U-shaped relationship, indicating that both very low and very high LVEFs are associated with an increased risk of worsening heart failure. This finding has crucial clinical implications, underscoring the necessity for vigilant monitoring and tailored management strategies for patients across the entire LVEF range. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.